Kyle come up and kiss that glove of yours after the game?
No, he didn't, but he was pretty excited, yeah.
How good a feeling is that to know that you've saved a guy's no-hitter like that?
Honestly, it's a great feeling. Going into that inning, I told myself whatever he needs, I'm going to give it to him. So I was glad I got it done for him because that's pretty special.
What were you thinking when that ball started dying on you?
Right when it started dying, I knew I was going to have to dive, and fortunately I made the play.
Did you get it pretty good in your glove, or was it kind of near the top of the webbing?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch, but it felt like I caught it pretty well.
So you had inches to spare.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What did he say to you after the game?
He just, we were all jumping around and stuff, and then I heard him yelling, Chorby, where's Chorby? And I just put my hands up and give me a hug. It's pretty cool.
How do you like your steak cooked? He said something maybe about a steak dinner.
Yeah, I like my steak medium rare, so I'll let him know.
Have you made a catch, meaningful for an individual, like for Kyle in that situation?
Probably not. I've made some plays for my teammates, but, you know, for an individual like that and for the team, you know, it was good to make that play for him.
Right when that ball was hit, the crowd seemed to pretty audibly groan, like most of them thought that was fun. Did you hear that at all?
No, I didn't hear it. No, I didn't hear that.
Offensively, Nick, how did you take away from those performance today? Kind of did a little bit of small ball, and then I guess Holman provided the power, which is a little different.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, Holman coming up and picking us up there pretty late in the game, actually. It might have been maybe, what was that, a sixth inning or something, fifth inning. But, yeah, that really got us going. And from there on out, we just stuck to our approach and got the job done. So that was good.